Steve Reich began his career experimenting with electronic manipulation of tape in the 1960s. Over the past 5 decades, he's created and honed one of the most recognizable styles in contemporary classical music. His latest work, WTC 911, named for the World Trade Center on September 11th, debuted just weeks before Osama bin Laden was killed by U.S. forces near Islamabad. It's scored for double string quartet and tape, and was performed last week by the Kronos Quartet at New York's Carnegie Hall. Kronos Quartet and Nonesuch Records provided this rough mix of WTC 911 from the forthcoming album. In an interview, Reich talked about his personal experience on September 11th. He was hours away from his Manhattan home that day.
When 9/11 happened, and the reason why I ended up doing the piece is that we lived for 25 years 4 blocks from Ground Zero. On September 11th, 2001, my son, my granddaughter, and my daughter-in-law were in our place 4 blocks away. My son called about 8:30 in the morning and said, I think they bombed the Trade Center again. So we all turned on TV just in time to see the second plane hit. And I said to my son, don't hang up. And the phone actually stayed miraculously open for about 6 hours.
Kronos Quartet had asked Reich to write a piece using recorded voices. At first, thinking about a new piece, Reich was not focused on September 11th.
Finally, after several months, I realized, hey, 9/11. That's what I need to be doing, and I will simply use the public domain materials from NORAD, the North American air controllers, who were the first to notice that American 11 was off course and was going south when it should be going west to L.A.
The piece begins with the familiar yet jarring sound of a phone off its hook.
And if you don't hang up soon enough, this very loud, insistent beep takes it. Not like an ordinary busy signal. It's like, could you please hang up your phone? Well, it turns out that beep is an F, pitch-wise. And so I thought, you know, this is a perfect way to begin this piece. It's an alarm. It's like it's a wake-up call. And that's exactly what 9/11 was.
The tape portion in the first movement consists of voices of the air traffic controllers that Reich manipulated. The second movement brings us to the present. For that, Reich recorded recollections of September 11th by his friends and neighbors.
Our next-door neighbor's little girl, who is now 17, said, and that's how the second movement begins, I was sitting in class 4 blocks north of Ground Zero. David Lyon, the composer, a very close friend, said, I was taking my kids to school when the plane went over his head and right into the building.
For the final movement, Reich was inspired by a Jewish ritual for the dead.
There is a law in Judaism that from the time of death to the time of burial, you don't leave a body unattended. You don't leave it alone. You're obliged to sit near the body and recite psalms or passages from the Bible, which is quite a beautiful thing to do.
In the days following the attack on the World Trade Center, women from synagogues near Ground Zero performed that ritual. For WTC 9/11, Reich asked cellist Maya Beiser to chant a verse from the 121st Psalm. In manipulating the recordings, Reich used what he calls stop motion. He came up with the idea in the 1970s, but had to wait for technology to catch up.
Slow motion is a very old, cinematic trick or function of the camera. And I always thought, gee, wouldn't it be great if you could just slow down a recording without Darth Vader? Because in the days of tape recorders, if you slowed something down, you lowered its pitch. And if you sped it up, you raised its pitch. With the advent of computers, gradually the ability to slow or to speed up any musical or non-musical sound without changing its pitch became increasingly possible and with better and better quality.
Although Reich's music is widely referred to as minimalist, he rejects that term.
I think it's a useful term for journalists. I think it's a useful term for music historians. But for musicians, I think it's terrible.
Steve Reich turned 75 on October 3rd, just weeks after the September 11th anniversary. Birthday commemorations include the Kronos Quartet's European tour this month, a concert series in Paris, and an all-Reich performance by the London Symphony Orchestra. For VOA News, I'm Gail Wine in New York.